Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
So glad you've joined us for another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We'll check the forecast later in the hour. Then at 6, we'll kick off another morning show with today's favorites and the legends. But first, it's time for an hour of news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Our busy hour kicks off with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
It's hard to imagine today's largest city in Alabama didn't even exist at the time of the Civil War. However, in the years following that conflict, factors converged to spur quick growth. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexaderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexaderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexaderm for only $14.95, plus get free shipping. Call 1-800-678-1298. That's 1-800-678-1298, or visit PlexidermTrial.com.
Today it's the largest city in the state, but it's relatively young.
A lot of people don't realize that Birmingham didn't exist before the Civil War. It was basically a big farming area, and there was no town, there was no city. What created the city was the redevelopment of the South after the Civil War, when they rebuilt the railroads that the Union was so kind as to destroy.
Bob Rathford shares the story from Birmingham, Alabama, a place that began to rebuild those rail lines.
They now had modern railroads in an area where iron ore, coal, and limestone all occur in the same geological formation.
The rails and those materials made this the perfect place to build furnaces that would turn those raw products into iron.
At the height of the industry, about 1900, there were 53 furnace companies, and that also included the mines and the quarries and all the industries that fed that as well. So there were byproduct plants and industrial coking plants and all those sorts of things, many of which still exist and still operate.
Rathburn oversees the historic Sloss Furnaces, a National Historic Landmark. Sloss is just one of the companies that helped build this city.
You built the furnace, and now you had to house the workers. And so they created company towns, and the company town for this particular furnace across the street, a place called Sloss Quarters. The mines had a place called Sloss Field.
Such was the case for each of the companies, each with their own town next door to the factory. Those worker camps turned into the city of Birmingham. Of course, much has changed since the beginnings of the iron industry here, but much remains, including this historic giant furnace that is open to see today. More next time as we travel the countryside in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.
Staying on top of the news of agriculture, it's Tony St. James, back with Agriculture Today after this quick break.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Bell Metal, and Bazooka Farmstock. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
As of March 1st, in feedlots with a capacity of over 1,000 head, there was 11.55 million cattle in those feedlots, which is fractionally lower than a year ago.
That's USDA livestock analyst Michael McConnell.
During the month of February, 1.61 million head of cattle were placed in those feedlots, which was 4% higher than a year ago, and 1.52 million cattle were marketed from those feedlots, which is 7% lower than a year ago.
Those are numbers from the latest Cattle on Feed report. But on Tuesday, USDA out with the cold storage report showing inventory sending mixed signals across livestock and food markets with tighter red meat supplies, but larger poultry and dairy movements. Now, the latest report shows total red meat supplies down 5% from a year ago, including a 5% decline in both beef and pork stocks. Pork belly inventory is an exception, up 5% month-to-month, though still below last year. Natural cheese stock slightly higher than January, but down 1% year-over-year. Butter inventories up 12% from last month, but still, compared to last year, down 17%. USDA promoting a stricter product of USA label standard to improve transparency and strengthen demand for domestically produced meat, poultry, and eggs. Voluntary labeling rule took effect January 1st, requires that animals be born, raised, harvested, and processed in the U.S. to qualify. Now, the standard replaces prior guidance that allowed imported products to carry the label after just minimal processing. USDA says the change designed to align labeling with consumer expectations and ensure that producers investing in fully domestic supply chains can compete more fairly. Move comes as U.S. livestock sector faces structural challenges. USDA notes the loss of more than 100,000 farms since 2017. Alongside that, the cattle herd at a 75-year low, but beef demand has actually increased over the past decade. But parts of rural America tied to row crop production showing recession-like conditions. That even as the broader U.S. economy continues to expand. USDA data showing farm incomes pulled back from recent highs with lower crop receipts and tighter margins weighing on operations. Federal Reserve District reports from Chicago, Kansas City, and Minneapolis all point to weaker farm earnings, rising loan demand, and increased financial stress in crop-heavy regions. Farm bankruptcies also increased in 2025, signaling a deeper strain in some operations. Lower commodity prices combined with still elevated input costs, though, squeezing profitability, particularly for corn, soybean, and wheat producers. Now, that pressure is filtering through rural economies, impacting equipment purchases, land rents, and local agribusiness activity tied to farm spending. And the farm-level takeaway here is crop margins remain the key pressure point. It's agriculture today.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
Listen later in the hour when Tony St. James is back with the American Cattle News and Market Close Report. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Sadam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry. Phone 237-2124.
When you're looking for traction from a farm tire, check out the hard-working, earth-gripping 23-degree Firestone tire. 23-degree tread bars take advantage of the added torque of today's high-horsepower tractor and prove superior to 45-degree tread bars in performance and productivity. Save more time, burn less fuel, be more productive with the 23-degree Firestone tire.
Whether you're looking for tires or in-the-field farm tire service, call Sadam's Farm and Fleet Service in Perry, 237-2124.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by AGI Grain Handling Equipment, built for every farm, powered by every farmer. If human beings are ever going to colonize space, we're going to need something to eat. Researchers at Texas A&M University recently grew chickpeas in lunar soil, using science that will sound pretty familiar to anyone who's managed a tough field. I'll have more when we come back. This is the AGI Minute. We continue to see innovations in the world of grain dryers. And Jeff Cruzen, the AGI Dryer Business Development Representative, has seen a lot of them in his 40-plus years in the business.
Well, over the last few years, we've seen mixed flow dryers really gain a lot of popularity. And what's driving that right now is because of the efficiency and the quality of grain that the mixed flow dryer can deliver to the customer.
We are seeing tighter margins on the farm. Jeff, what are some economic benefits for farmers drying their own grain?
Well, the mixed flow dryers are energy efficient. That's one of the key components of the mixed flow dryer. It also allows them to control their harvest process so they can start earlier, a little higher moisture. They're able to take advantage of some of the earlier contracts during the earlier season. But at the end of the day, drying or a dryer is really just an insurance policy for them to be able to dry grain and control that harvest.
Visit aggrowth.com. Every farmer knows the frustration of poor ground. Compacted, depleted, low in organic matter, soil that just doesn't want to cooperate. Now, imagine trying to grow a crop in crushed rock and glass dust that has never once hosted a living organism. That's the challenge researchers at Texas A&M University took on, and they made it work. Scientists grew harvestable chickpeas in soil mixtures composed of up to 75% simulated lunar regolith, the fine, sharp, glass-like dust that covers the moon's surface, formed over billions of years by meteorite impacts. Moon soil contains some essential minerals and nutrients, but it's entirely inorganic. No organic matter, no microbial life, no structure. The key to making it work will be familiar to any farmer who has ever invested in soil biology. Researchers coated chickpea seeds with beneficial mycorrhizal fungi. Those fungi worked symbiotically with the chickpea roots, helping the plants absorb essential nutrients while actually limiting their uptake of heavy metals present in lunar soil, including aluminum, which can be toxic. The team also added vermicompost, essentially worm castings, to introduce organic matter and help condition the regolith. Now, chickpeas were chosen deliberately. They're high in protein, they fix their own nitrogen, and they're calorie dense. Lead researcher Jessica Atkin, a doctoral candidate and NASA fellow, says a reliable local food source is considered essential to any long-term lunar base. The results were promising, but not perfect. As the percentage of lunar stimulant increased, the number of harvestable chickpeas dropped, though the size of the individual chickpeas held steady. One more note of caution, nobody has eaten these chickpeas yet. The team is still testing for metal accumulation before declaring them safe. That follow-up paper is expected later this year. I'll be back with more after this.
Farmers, we know you need a consistent year-round supply of quality bedding materials for your animals. At LVM Materials, we produce quality dry sawdust locally, then deliver it directly to your farm. Sound good? Let's talk. Phone 322-8878 or visit us online at lvmmaterials.com.
Growing chickpeas in moon dust. It sounds like science fiction, but it's actually happening on the Texas A&M campus. The research is still early, but none of it would be possible without our growing knowledge of agronomy here on Earth. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by AGI Grain Handling Equipment, built for every farm, powered by every farmer. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Just ahead in this half hour, we'll get an update from the USDA. We're going to take a short break, but when we return, it's the Ag Radionet Farm News on CJ Country.
Avon Power Equipment is hosting their annual open house Saturday, April 18th. Stop in for special financing, rebates on select equipment, and one-day sale with 15% off Echo products. Shop the brands you trust like Cub Cadet, Bad Boy Mowers, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, and Ironcraft Implements all in one place. Meet factory brand rep, check out the latest equipment, and enjoy free refreshments while you browse the deals. But remember, these special offers are for one day only, Saturday, April 18th. Avon Power Equipment, powering your property all season long.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Milk production continues to pick up. It always does this time of year with the spring flush, but the changing seasons aren't the only factor that's driving that production. Volume continues to grow. In last week's USDA milk production report, estimates for U.S. dairy production at 18.25 billion pounds of milk in February. That was 2.9% more than the same month last year. Agency also revised the January estimate upward. Nearly every state contributed to the volume increase, but California's yields continued to improve mostly compared to last year's volumes that had been diminished by H5N1. They saw a 2.3% increase in output, and of course, California is the nation's largest dairy state. Cow numbers have continued to expand as well. Primary driver of the monthly production increase, USDA estimating the national dairy herd at 9.6 million head in January, before producers added another 15,000 cows in the month of February. The national herd, now an astonishing 211,000 cows larger than the same time last year, more cows filling barns than at any time since the early 1990s. Producers have continued to add cows during a challenging margin period at the turn of the year. Dynamics suggests other sources of income, like beef sales, have had a fundamental impact on producer decision-making. Milk supplies are ample, both here in the U.S. and around the globe, with supply growing so quickly. It's done little to tame the exuberance of the dairy markets. Markets remained unsettled and volatile, prices seeing upward movement across most of the products, especially in the U.S. The global dairy trade auction was a little more subdued last week, up just 0.1%, which was the smallest increase seen this year. Results show substantive price movements across products as a whole. Whole milk powder was actually down 4%, skim milk powder prices rising 5.2%.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
Friday's Cattle on Feed report showed the number of cattle in large feedlots down slightly, with placements higher. The latest Cattle on Feed report showed lower inventory numbers. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in large capacity feedlots totaled more than 11.5 million head on March 1st. Inventory slightly below March 1st a year ago. Placements in feedlots during the month of February totaled 1,610,000 head. That was 4% above 2025, with net placements at 1.56 million head. During February, placement of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were 305,000, the rest of the weights all around that same amount. Marketing's fed cattle during February did total a little more than 1.5 million head. That was 7% below 2025, with marketing's the second lowest for February since the series began in 1996, although expectations are beef production about steady. Longer times in those feedlots, meaning heavier cattle that did go through the slaughter market. Disappearance did total 50,000 head during February. That was 17% below 2025.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just I...
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well, I...
Well, it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
We appreciate you making us a part of your morning routine. It's news and information for the farmers and producers of CJ Country. Just ahead, Jeff Ishii has today's On the Farm Report.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
In our town, we needed to do something about the runoff that polluted our rivers and streams. One thing we did was to plant trees in our yards. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation, toll-free, 1-800-932-1433, or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Taking a look at farm news from all around the eastern United States, Michigan's congressional delegation is pushing Japan to open its markets to U.S. potatoes. This would potentially be a significant boost for Michigan-grown potatoes. In South Carolina, peach growers are monitoring chill hour totals and early bud development as temperatures fluctuate this week. South Carolina is the second largest state in the nation for peach production, right behind California and just ahead of Georgia. The agriculture community in Virginia is gearing up for Agriculture Literacy Week. That runs March 23rd through the 28th. And Ohio farmers are watching national fertilizer and fuel price spikes, which are influencing crop decisions for 2026.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. Here to tell you that if you have backyard poultry, nothing is more important than making sure your feathered friends are safe from infectious poultry diseases. Learn the simple steps to keep your birds healthy by visiting this website, healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov. That's healthybirds.aphis.usda.gov.
A message from the USDA.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Today, we send out a big old salute to all of our listeners in Marlinton, West Virginia. They're tuned in to affiliated radio station WNMP FM 88.5 in beautiful Marlinton, West Virginia. Our pearl of wisdom today was, well, a friend of mine told me this. He said he joined a health club last year, spent about $400, but didn't lose a pound. Then he observed, apparently you have to go there. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Ventrac. Power, precision, performance. Designed with your tough jobs in mind. Ventrac compact tractors from Larry Romance and Son handle everything from mowing, preparing seed beds, trenching, tilling, leaf collection, and more for a year-round tractor. Whether you're a grounds care professional or a large property owner, Ventrac will give you expert results to conquer all your tasks quickly and efficiently. Feel the difference when you get in the seat of a Ventrac today at Larry Romance and Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull.
D.C. may be a long way from the farmlands here in western New York, but what happens in Washington is sure to affect us here in CJ country. Here's another news update from the USDA.
An update on new world screwworm prevention efforts in our nation, starting with the recent announcement of a construction contract
on the Moore Air Base sterile fly production facility
with Agriculture Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Dudley Hoskins, noting the goal for the Texas facility is production of 100 million sterile flies by November 2027. USDA is partnering with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in constructing the facility. Meanwhile, development of a sterile fly facility in Matapa, Mexico continues.
If the current timeline holds, we're looking forward to having that facility online sometime this summer with sterile fly production coming out of that facility shortly after construction is completed.
The undersecretary notes the construction and development projects are part of USDA's five-pronged approach to combat NWS.
Enhancing our capability and infrastructure and enhancing the sterile fly production that we currently have.
Along with aspects such as surveillance, animal movement restrictions, and education. In the case of sterile insect technology and sterile fly production,
we're still relying on our COPEG facility in Panama that produces about 100 million sterile flies per week. We continue to disperse those wherever and however we can when we're seeing highest risk movement of flies in Mexico.
Coordinated with the dispersal of sterile NWS flies, such as the undersecretary described, with additional examples including...
The secretary has initiated an additional dispersal facility in Tampico, Mexico, that we completed construction on last November. It helps us be more nimble in our aerial dispersal in Mexico, places hard to get to. So that's been a critical asset to us in that toolbox. Most recently, the secretary was in McAllen, Texas at Moore Air Base and participated in a ribbon-cutting ceremony to bring the new dispersal facility online in McAllen. That dispersal facility is operational. It's dispersing flies as we speak.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We're about a half hour away from the CJ Country Morning Show. Till then, we're talking to farmers and producers around the region. Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now is coming up next.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distiller's grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Java Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome again to Inside Dairy. We're continuing to talk with Jeff Jackson. He's an alfalfa and forage specialist at Cropland by Winfield Lando Lakes as we talk forage.
Now again, we've went through these weather stretches. We were 80, and now we're 40, and now we're 80, and then we're so we're swinging all over the place. But the alfalfa weevil, with some of this long, I'm going to call it hatch or pupation period that we could see, it's going to bother us all the way through June probably. That one's number one. The second one that people just need to be scouting for, be aware of, follow the flights, follow the pattern, would be this fall armyworm thing that we had so much trouble with last year. There's a chance it could happen again. I mean, we had some cold days, but we really haven't had a harsh winter in a lot of areas.
So let's look at Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Iowa, the Dakotas. No mm-hmm. snow cover.
Yeah.
Extreme cold snaps that were 4-5 days long.
Negative 30.
And negative 30.
Wind blowing.
Yeah. The wind never blows.
Dehydrated.
Yeah. So what concern? And, you know, and Randy made the comment to us once, it's hard to say what's winter killed in February and March, but as we get into latter March and we start to see the warm-ups happening, is there the potential? Is there some concerns out there for this alfalfa?
I think there could be, and part of it goes back again to, I don't want to, how we managed it the year before. Did we fertilize it well? Did we cut it on the right timing? All those impacts are going to flow back into what the winter kill looks like on top of the weather we had. How many people took a late cutting versus left stubble? That's always a discussion.
More Inside Dairy in a moment.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy. We continue talking with Jeff Jackson, alfalfa and forage specialist at Cropland, and some concerns that he hasn't heard a lot about, winter kill.
How many people took a late cutting versus left stubble? That's always a discussion. I haven't heard anybody call yet. At my place in Kansas City, Missouri, it's greened up pretty good. I'd know if I had a failure by now. It feels like things are pretty good. I haven't heard too much yet. We haven't had that sheeted ice problem with, you know how that goes, smothered alfalfa yet, so it feels like we're okay. But, yeah, it's a concern. But I think the bug thing probably concerns me more than winter kill at this point.
Okay. Bugs versus weeds. Which one keeps you up at night?
Bugs.
Okay.
Weeds we can do. Good stand, thick stand. We can compete with weeds.
What about dryness? I mean,
drought.
For some folks who aren't irrigated, what drought concerns do they have?
I would tell you that, yeah, the way things are shaping up right now, we might be lucky to get a really good first cutting. We have a little moisture in the system, but we know how well alfalfa utilizes whatever moisture it has. It could be a short year. Right now, I'm concerned about drought. Not just in alfalfa, but with other crops as well, yeah.
So, Jeff, do we look at this alfalfa then, this first crop, and if you can afford to, just let it go? Or is that going to stress it out too much? Or should we be out there cutting it, even though we know we're not going to get the tonnage we normally get?
Oh, I think you need to take that first cutting when it's ready to take, because alfalfa technically is such a resilient plant. I believe it's just going to have a dormancy period and wait for the next moisture event, and then it'll take off again.
In days to come, we'll be talking more with Jeff Jackson about your alfalfa this growing season. Tomorrow is Market Friday on Inside Dairy.
A check of the WeatherTrack forecast is coming up, but next, Daryl Anderson brings us today's Farm to Fork report after this brief break.
For four generations, more residents have relied on Ed Hume Incorporated for all their building and renovating needs, whether it's construction, site development, home improvement, blacktop, ponds, or other projects. Their team is up for any challenge in front of them. Ed Hume Construction has two gravel pits in Wyoming County loaded with screened and crushed gravel, topsoil, scalpings, millings, stone products, and more. There isn't a job too big to handle. Call 786-5880 to see what else Ed Hume can do for you. Or stop in 17 East Buffalo Street in Warsaw.
Keeping American farmland in American hands. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. In much of the U.S., selling farmland to foreign operators is a no-no. As of last October, some 30 states had laws to that effect. In Minnesota, Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says that was addressed more than 50 years ago.
We have a foreign ownership ban on farmland being bought, because right now over 2% of Minnesota farmland is foreign owned. That came from pre-1970s, before the law passed.
Peterson says there's evidence of attempts to skirt the state law.
People say China's buying all our farmland. That's simply not true in Minnesota, because we have this law. And if they do, what usually happens when a county notifies us that this country or somebody owns the farmland, in most cases they acquired it secondhand.
Peterson says Minnesota not only prohibits sales to foreign buyers, it also prevents sales to corporations with no interest in actually farming the land.
Minnesota already has the strongest corporate farm law in the whole country. We have what's called an anti-corporate farming law, and so corporations cannot buy farmland in Minnesota. And if they do, people should report them to us.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Is your stove or fridge on the fritz? Then you should know Burt's Lumber & Perry is your appliance place. Ranges and refrigerators, washers and dryers, upright and chest freezers. Buy today, take it home today. And Burt's Lumber can even arrange for local delivery. When you need a new appliance now, remember, Burt's Lumber & Perry is your appliance place. Burt's Lumber & Hardware, 2 Washington Street in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1. We've crammed a lot of information in the short time we've had together. We're going to break for weather. Then it's back with American Cattle News and Closing Market Report and Tony St. James.
Western New York weather.
Weather brought to you by Bucks Motorsports in Akron. Better weather's on the way. Get ready with a new ATV or side-by-side from Bucks. For work or play, they've got the ride you need, plus trailers and Ferris mowers for the toughest jobs. Visit BucksMotorsports.com or stop in Tuesday through Saturday on Route 5 in Akron. For today, a chance of showers between 1 and 2 p.m. and then rain after 2, high near 64. Tonight, rain before 3 a.m. and then a chance of rain or snow showers, low around 24. For Friday, a slight chance of snow showers before 2 p.m. Cloudy through mid-morning, then gradual clearing, with a high near 33. Currently, at the Genesee County Airport, it's 56 degrees.
American Cattle News. No doubt we've seen record high ground beef prices for consumers. Will they continue to pay? More after this.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tyler Cousins, director of the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
These strong ground beef prices, you know, approaching that $7 mark, are largely indicated, signaling that strength that we saw in 2025 has continued into the start of 2026. So as I kind of mentioned, the retail beef, ground beef demand in 2025 was quite strong, and we've seen a lot of that strength continue into 2026. Kind of looking a little bit more broadly at retail beef prices, the February retail beef price, all fresh retail beef price, was reported at $9.36 per pound. So we're quickly approaching that $10 mark for the all fresh beef price. And I think this is key to kind of keep in mind, because when we look at the demand index that LMIC calculates, all fresh retail beef demand index to finish 2025 was the strongest on record that we've seen in the last two decades, almost three decades. We actually saw a pretty substantial jump, about 10 points in that the index, and we haven't seen a jump quite that high in about 10 years. And actually probably the closest would go back to about 2003 to 2004 to see a similar increase in our overall beef demand index. You know, but I think we have to keep in mind that was that increase over 2024. But if we look up that increase over the last 2 years, that increase has actually been about 18 points. And so that's a substantial gain in just overall demand, right? And so keeping in mind that we're seeing all fresh retail beef prices approaching $10 and just the tightest domestic supply that we've seen, a lot of the economic factors at play here are very supportive of just overall demand holding very strong as we start 2026 here. So watching that quite closely to see how the consumer reacts to just these continued higher prices and their willingness to purchase beef at the retail store.
American Cattle News.
For your livestock marketing needs, it's Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, goats, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Empire Livestock's enhanced services and knowledgeable market managers and staff help you with every step of your sale. EmpireLivestock.com has weekly market reports and all upcoming sales. Call Tony Perry with Market Operations at 483-1687 or West Region Administrator Sue Rogers at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen.
Time for a look at your closing markets. Corn futures trading higher with May up 4.75 at 4.67 1/4. July up 5.25 at 4.77 3/4. December up 4.25 at 4.93 1/4. May beans were up 16.75 to 11.71 3/4. July up 16.25 at 11.87 3/4. And new crop November up 6.25 at 11.50. Chicago May wheat was up 7 3/4 to 597 3/4. July up 6 3/4 at 608 3/4. Minneapolis spring wheat, the May was up 9 1/2 at 640 3/4. July was up 9 at 654 1/4. In the hard red winter, May was up 13 3/4 to 617 3/4. July up 13 1/4 at 633. Cotton futures were trading higher with May up 56 at 68.18, July up 56 to 70.33. New crop December gained 35 to 72.63. Back in Chicago, red day and live cattle with April down 95 at 234.42 1/2. June down 75 at 233.85. August off 50 at 231.60. The April feeders were down $1.10 at 353.35. May was off 65 to 350.05 and August down $1 at 349.22 1/2. The April lean hogs down 15 to 90.90. May down or up 7 1/2 at 95.55. June was up 7 1/2 to 104.12 1/2. Class 3 milk, April up 49 to 17.79 and May up 48 to 18.07. Crude oil ended 99 cents lower at 91.36 a barrel on Wall Street. The Dow Jones up 305 at 46,429. The NASDAQ up 167 to 21,929. The S&P up 35 at 65,91.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you know the difference between a caregiver and a care partner? When it comes to dementia, those terms help us understand the shift from two people helping each other more or less equally to one person becoming much more dependent on the other. Are you a dementia caregiver? Perhaps you care for your spouse, parent, family member, or friend. Whoever it is, being the dementia caregiver can build relationships and test them. Having helpful information about dementia can empower you to survive and thrive as a caregiver. Hello, I'm Bill, and I want to thank you for the care you've provided. I have faced similar situations, so I'm speaking on behalf of the Dementia Society of America, a national nonprofit organization. Request our free guide filled with tips on care, planning, and important facts about brain health, dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.